left off discussing the Sugya in Sanhedrin, the Abaye and Dalet, the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. The Gemara suggests, how is it possible to justify the episode of Esther and Achashverosh, after all, Esther b'fahesi Havoi? And the Gemara answers, according to Abaye, that Esther kargolam haisa, according to Rava, hanos atzman sharin. If you look in Rabbi Kibager in the Drush B'chiddush, here in Maseches Ksuvas, he points out that how you understand that Gemara, as we discussed in the past, the machlokes between Rabbi Natam and the Riva, whether this was considered to be an act of Gilei Arayos or whether it was not. And here Rabbi Kibager comments that here you find Sfaros Hapuchos. Apparently that the Rabbi Natam and Riva are arguing in opposite directions in terms of the teretz of Abaye and Rava. Rabbi Natam apparently understands the Gemara as follows, that we cannot be dealing with an issue of Gilei Arayos. It must be that since we're talking about Bias Nokri, Zirma Susim Zirmasam, therefore it's Yisrei Bia, but it's not considered to be Gilei Arayos. And Enokinami, that teretz that Abaye gives, Karakolam Haisa, is only relevant when it comes to Shari Yisrei Bia, but not when it comes to Gilei Arayos. We discussed at length, Machlokes, Balamor, and Ramban. Why is it that Rabbi Natan maintains that that is true? So the Netziv point, Rabbi Kibager points out, Drush V'Chiddush, the following Chiddush, that it must be that according to Rabbi Natan, that if in fact it would be Gilei Arayos, so therefore the teretz of Karkolam would not be effective. If you're dealing with Shari Surim, where we're not dealing with Chamuros, then one could argue, Enochinami, Esther Karkolam Haisa, let's assume Sheva Tasa. If you're dealing with the Chamuros, so then in such an instance, then Karkolam is not considered to be a justification. And here Rabbi Kibager comments that now you get to the teretz of Rivam, you see exactly the opposite. No, the Gemara really is dealing with Gilei Arayos. If that's true, how can the Gemara only ask Esir is before Hesi Havoi? Why did the Gemara say Gilei Arayos? So what does the Rivam answer? That the Gemara assumed is a Davar Pashut, that Karkolam Haisa will work in terms of the problem of Gilei Arayos. How can you fault a person for that particular Maisa Veira if the circumstance is one of Onas Gamor? After all, we saw in the Rambam, even a person violates those Yisurim of Harag Vayavor. The person is not chayav any onesh. The case was one of Onas Gamor. So the Gemara knew that that should work when it comes to Gilei Arayos. What was the issue of the Gemara? Forget about Chamuros. When you're dealing with the concept of Vifarhesya, where the perception in light of others is what is considered to be crucial. So then, why should there be a difference between Karkolam as opposed to Vekum Vesei? The fact that a person willfully was involved in a Maisa Avera, so therefore, that perception alone is one of Chil Hashem. That's the great Chiddush, the Teretz of Abaye, that Karkolam is not only relevant for Chamuros Gilei Arayos, it's also relevant for the issue of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. That's what Rabbi Kibager points out. Rabbi Natam seemed to assume the exact opposite, that Karkolam is only considered to be a legitimate justification when it comes to Bias Nachri Shari Surim, but not when it comes to cases of Gilei Arayos. So that's the R Rabbi Kibager has. That at hand, it seems to be mamish svaros afuchos, when in fact Karkolam should work. Whether the Gemara is assuming it will not work when it comes to Gilei Arayos, or whether as the Rivam learns a davar poshut that it works regarding Arayos. The only question is, can that be extended to Shari Surim the Rabbi Farhesi? We continue to discuss the Chiddush Rabbi Chanan, the Kolbet Zaros, and Sun Hemches, exactly what do we mean, the Teretz of Abaye of Esther Karkolam Haisa. So here Rabbi Chanan writes the following Chiddush. That normally, b'chala Torah kula, dealing with Shari Surim, we have a pasuk of Achai Bohem, and that tells us that Pikuach Nefesh is able to suspend Shari Surim. And all of a sudden we have Makoros, we'll have to see to what extent the Svara, to what extent the pasuk, to tell us that Ritzicha and Gilei Arayos, same is true when it comes to Avodah Zarah, that is not the case. What exactly does that mean? Does it mean that the concept of Pikuach Nefesh is negated, it's suspended, it's absolutely irrelevant? Or does it mean that's not true? There is no makor to tell us that pikuach nefesh is absolutely negated or suspended. Whereas b'chol haTorah kula pikuach nefesh takes precedence, it can suspend shar isurim. That is not true when it comes to the chamuros. But rather, what are you left with? Not that simply that we ignore pikuach nefesh, but rather now we have a difficulty. On the one hand, there is an avera chamura. On the other hand, there is a mitzvah b'chai b'hem. And we have no indication as to whether A will be Docha B or whether it's not. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Chanan suggests. What do you do in a situation where either way you turn, there is an Avera, and there is no hierarchy of Dechiyah? So that's exactly what the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Kuf. In such an instance, Shev al tasa adif. If a person is in a situation where he has to choose between Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra, that's the case in the Sugin Erevin, so therefore the Gemara says simply, it's better to violate Bal Tigra passively than to actively do additional Zrikos and violate the Issa D'Oraisa of Bal Tosif. So that's the Chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan comments. That Shev al tasa does not mean that there was no involvement in Maisa Avera whatsoever. Of course not. Maybe one could argue that's true when it comes to Ritzicha. That if it's a Ritzicha b'shev al tasa, the example that Tosus gives, where a person simply uses you as a weapon and thrusts you on top of another and it kills him, then you could argue that there al pidin you're not considered to be a Rotzeach at all. But in terms of Gidei Arayos, that certainly is not the case. If that was done b'mezid, both the Boel and the Niveles will be put to death. So therefore that means that certainly is considered to be Maisa Avera. It's just simply because in Dochin Zeh that the Gemara says shev al tasa odiv. And Rabbi Chanan continues and says, and that's Tosus' raya from Ritzicha. All you see from the case of Ritzicha simply is concerns of Pikuach Nefesh are not Docha Ritzicha. But can we prove that Pikuach Nefesh is absolutely suspended? Certainly not. All you see from the Svar of my Chazis is Ein Dochin. Know that Pikuach Nefesh cannot be Docha, this Svar of Ritzicha. But can you argue the opposite, that Pikuach Nefesh is irrelevant? It's suspended. Certainly not. That's the Raya of Tosus. And therefore Tosus assumes Hu Adinami when it comes to cases of Arayos itself. So that's a fascinating Chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan writes that that's exactly the teretz of Abayin. Shev al tasa. Not because shev al tasa in terms of Chomer HaYisr is any more kal than Kum Vesei. Sometimes you have such a concept. We discussed Akiras Dovim in HaTorah. In Avera the Kum Vesei can be considered to be that which is more Chomer than shev al tasa. Rabbi Yochanan suggests that's not what the Gemara means in terms of Arayos. Simply, when you have Ein Dochin Zeh Zeh, it's therefore shev al tasa. So Rabbi Yochanan continues and comments that you have the Gemara. In the very end of the first paragraph of Kedushin Daf Mem, that seems to disagree. The Gemara tells us the stories of Rav Kahana and Rabbi Tzadok, who were willing actively to give up their life in order to avoid Arayos. The Ramban, in fact, has two possibilities. That case of the Matronisa that the Gemara discusses in Kedushin Daf Mem, who was it? Was it a Goya? That's one possibility in the Malchamos. Or else, the Ramban writes, Inami, we're talking about a Bas Yisrael. Again, the Machlokas between Rabbi Natam and the Rivam. Who are we speaking about in that Gemara? What was the issue? Was it Mamish, Arayos, the Yisrael? Or was it even the possibility that a Goya? We would even assume under those conditions, Rav Kahan and Rabbi Tzadok would have been willing to give up their life. But the Mohammed's comments that you see that simply wasn't B'Shev Al-Tasa. There it means that they were willing to take their life in order to avoid Avera. From the Ramban you see that it's not just simply Ein Dochin Zeh Zeh and Shev Al-Tasa Adi, but apparently you see, when it comes to the Chamuros, concerns of Pikuach Nefesh are suspended, are irrelevant, to the point that they were willing to actively take their life. So he pointed out, Rabbi Yonah writes, that no, you can't bring a raya from that Agadata, that certainly they knew, that however they were Zochas, that Siyata Dishmaya, that they knew Sod Hashem Nireyav, that literally they were not going to be actively committing suicide in order to avoid Avera. But the Ramban takes that incident very literally to the point that one can do so even the Kumbesai. And that's the Chiddush the Ramban writes we'll have to discuss today. And you cannot argue that this was Lifnim Meshur Sadin, because as the Ramban writes in Parakei Vachos Yisori HaTorah, one who is obligated to violate Avera to spare his life must do so. He doesn't have the option of giving up his life. The Ramban writes if he does so, that's suicidal. Harezem Yishayu Benafsho. So therefore you can't say it was Lifnim Meshur Sadin, and that's the mashal the Ramban gives. The person, Rachman Litzan, is a chol on Shabbos. So imagine as a Midas Chasidus, who refused to be Machal Shabbos to save his life. That's a Midas Chasidus, the Ramban writes. It's certainly not. You don't have that option. There's an imperative, the Torah says, of a Chayvahim. So therefore, points out very simply, that the Machamos must be understanding this concept of Abayi of Kark Olam in a very different light, not just simply Shev Al Tasa as opposed to Kum Vesein. So in this context here, Rabbi Chanan cites the Chiddush of Nimukei Yosef and Nasugi and Sanhedrin, and this is what the Ran discusses in Shabbos, Nafchav Beis and Beis and Daf Yerif at greater length. Exactly what does the Gemara mean best? A Karka Olam Haisa. One possibility is simply Shev Al Tasa as opposed to Kum Vesei. Very good. It's Poshub Shat and the Rivan Artosis. The other possibility is the following. That no, it doesn't have to do with Kum Vesei as opposed to Shev Al Tasa. But very simply the following. There the Ram discusses the story, as we mentioned, of Elisha Bal Kanafayim, where the Ram points out that Mi'ikar Hadin, one is not obligated to Moser Nefesh in order to fulfill the mitzvah Sosei. So therefore, if in fact it's a question of an achas tefillin, the halacha would be that do not put on tefillin. Don't risk your life for such a purpose. So the Ram asks, why is that true? Wasn't it clear that it was a shas hashmad? And even Arkas of the Mesana, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, should be Harag Vayavor. So no, the Ram answers, Karkolamaisa. That concept can be applied even to mitzvah Sosei. And how do you apply it to mitzvah Sosei? The Ram mentions two possibilities. Number one is that difference in Sheva Tas as opposed to Kumvesei. The concept of Moser Nefesh means be willing to give up your life in order to avoid committing an aver. But here, what are you doing? All a person simply is doing is refraining from fulfilling a mitzvah. Sheva Taseh. Sheva Taseh is not only in that unusual case of Esther Karkolamaisa, but Sheva Taseh can be relevant when it comes to any case of mitzvah Sosei. And then, here the Ram has the second teretz, that of Nemukah Yosef, and writes the following. Maybe it's lav dafka, shev al tas as opposed to kumvesei, but rather simple efficiency, you know, simple logic. Are you gaining anything by being moser nefesh? Whenever a person is in a situation where he is being asked to actively violate an avera, so his resistance will gain something. The avera will remain, right, unviolated. However, if you're talking about a case where it's a mitzvah sasei, what will be gained? A person, the mitzvah of tefillin is so dear to him, right, that the person is willing to be moser nefesh. So you know what they'll do? They'll take away your tefillin, and then they'll kill you. So therefore, what is to be gained after mesiras nefesh? You're going to be able to continue and fulfill the mitzvah sasei? Certainly not. So avoidance of an iser, one can discuss mesiras nefesh. However, if a case of yechom levatan abal karcho, so that's foolish. There's nothing to be gained by that, the Besiras Nefesh. And that's exactly as Esther Karkolamaisa. Normally speaking, a terrible instance of an omes. A woman is given a choice. A woman is not given a choice. If a woman will resist, there's a very good likelihood that she'll be violated, and then subsequently she'll be killed. Now, so what is to be gained by that resistance? That's the Kiddush. So there's nothing at all to do with the issue of Kumvesei versus Sheva Tase in of itself. But very simply, is there any measured gain in the act of Mesiras Nefesh? So Bachanan writes, it must be that that's how the Mochamos. If the Mochamos is willing to understand that if you can avoid the Avera, you must do so even with Kumvesei, so clearly he's not working with Sheva Tasa versus Kumvesei, but rather with the question of whether, in fact, there is a gain by the act of Mesiras Nefesh. In the case of an Isha who is a Nivela, certainly not. However, in the case of the Ish, there is what to be gained if one avoids so even Kumvesei as well. That's the Chiddush, the two possibilities that you have in Nemukei Yosef. Good. We started to discuss, right, the following issue of the Rambam Shita of Nischaya ben Afsho, because that very piece that the Ram discusses in Shabbos Chavez Mebez, the Ram says, I gave you two possible reasons that a person is not the Moser Nefesh for Tefillin. Either because mitzvah sasei sheval tas, or because yoch levatan abal karacha. So then, the Ram goes to the next step. If that's true, so therefore, what right did Elisha bal Kanafayim have to put himself at risk in order to fulfill this mitzvah sasei? Good, if we can explain that there's no halacha of mesiras nefesh, so how is that possible? So that's the chiddush again that Mukhi Yosef writes in the Sugya and Sanhedrin, that apparently you see that mesiras nefesh, even when not mandated, is considered to be an option. A person has the right to Moser Nefesh above and beyond the cases where the Torah insists. This is what Tosfos writes in Avodah Zarah. And Av Chavzayin Lebeis, the Ramascha Yochel, a person who's willing to give up his life when the Torah does not require it. Is that considered to be a suicidal act, or is that considered to be like Nikra Kadosh? No? That's the Kiddush that Tosfos writes in Avodah Zarah. And Av Chavzayin. So here, this is what Mukhi Yosef and the Ram point out in a Karchach. You see that there's certain cases where individuals are willing to Moser Nefesh. Mukhi Yosef quotes the Midrashim that at times Klaus are Moser Nefesh for Bris Mila and for Lulav and Esra, here for the Mitzvah of Tefillin. So apparently you see at times that certainly is considered to be an option. So if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah discusses this. In Elchus Yisori HaTorah Perakei Alok HaDalit in the Rambam. Then how can the Rambam write that Komi Shemar Bal Yavar VaYaharei, and the person now Nerag Lo Avar, Harizim Yischai ben Asho. What do you do with all these cases? So the Kesem Mishnah simply cites the Mukhi Hilsef that tells us that no, even the Rambam must admit that there must be certain exceptional cases. Just like the Gemara tells us, right, Yivamos Daf Tzadik, that Lemigdar Milsa, the Chachamim have a right, Mamish of Akiras Tavim Torah, as long as it's Lemigdar Milsa. So in Mukhi Hilsef writes the following, that there are certain unusual circumstances when you're dealing with an Adam Gadol, the Chosid, Yirei Shamayim, and Varosh Shado Poretz, and he sees that there is a Pritzas Geder, that Kla Yisrael is very lax in certain mitzvahs. Under those limited conditions, then a person does have his right to Moser Nefesh for something where the Torah says, Yavor Va'ayehari. That's what the Kesem Mishnah writes, is the Rambam Shita of Mukhi Yosef writes, that you have so many occurrences of Mesiras Nefesh for Mitzvah Saseh, it must be that those were very, very unusual conditions, unusual circumstances where Enochinami, a person has a right, almost as an Akira Stevena Torah, to make that possible Hashonah. That's the Kiddush, in fact, that the Rambam writes. These are two Pshatim in the issue of Karka Olam, and as we'll soon see, the Rambam does not mention at all Karka Olam. The Rambam simply quotes the Sheet of Rava, that there's a difference between a case where the person is trying to acculturate you as opposed to cases of Hanos Hatzman, and here the Kesem Mishnah points out a further Kiddush in Perakei, and that is the Rambam only mentions the Sfar of Hanos Hatzman in dealing with Shar Averos, not dealing with Averos Achamuros. So number one, the Rambam passes like Rava, Hanos Hatzman Shani, and the Rambam also assumes like the Kiddush of the Mochamos, Hanos Hatzman is only relevant when it comes to Sharis, but not when it comes to Gilei Arayos Tzemach. There is an additional comment that Tosus has. This is found in Pesachim and Daf Nun Gimel, where Tosus deals with the possibility of Yeharig Vayavor Lifnim Mishuras Adin. The Gemara there is describing what you find in Daniel in Perek Gimel, right? The incident of Nebuchadnezzar, who constructed this type of golden image and wanted to force Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah to bow down to this image. And in Daniel and Perigimel, right, there we see that no, they refrained from doing so. Well, it's Selim Dehava, Lo Sagdain, they did not bow to this golden image. So the Gemara has the following comment in Tzachim, Dav Samad Gimel, right, this is the comment made in the name of Todos Ish Romi, that how did Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah know that this is what they should have done? Be willing to be Moser Nefesh, if necessary, in order to avoid bowing down to this person. So the Gemara says the following. They made a Kal V'chomer from the Tzvardeya. After all, during the Makas Tzvardeya, the Pasuk describes that the Tzvardeim were found all over Mitzrayim. They were even found in the Tanur, meaning the Tzvardeya was willing to give up its life in order to fulfill, right, its mission, its shlichus. So if that's true, so anum hametzuvin al kedusha shashem alachas kama v'chama. That's the Gemara. If it's tzvardeya, it doesn't have a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, it doesn't have chilul Hashem, but they were willing to go ahead and to be killed, right, during that makkah. So that was the kama v'chama of Hanani, Mishael v'Azariah. So Tosus raises the following question. If you want to discuss the concept of Kiddush Hashem, so what do you quote? It's Tzvardeya. It's Tzvardeya. No. What about our sugya? No. For purposes of Avodah Zarah, Yeharig Vayavor. How did Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah know that you have to be willing to give up your life rather than be over Avodah Zarah? Had a Kal V'chomer from the Tzvardeya? What do you mean? Right, this is the sugi of Sanhedrin of Ayin Dalit, that Enochinami, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, right, Afilu Tanot Lo Snavshecha. So Tosfos has two terutz. One terutz is Rabbeinu Tam, that this was not Avodah Zarah at all. Good, there was a Tselem Dahava, a golden image. What was this golden image? It was Mamish in Avodah Zarah? Now, if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, so of course Yeharig Vayavor. The Kiddush was the following. This was not Avodah Zarah whatsoever. That's Rabbi Natam writes. This was some type of statue that was made L'chvod Atzmo. L'chvod Atzmo. There was an image of the king. And Nebuchadnezzar wanted people to bow to this image for his own kavod, for hanas atzmo. This was not avodah zarah. And that's exactly then the chiddush of the Gemara Pesach Daf Nun Gimel. Where do you see that under such conditions it is legitimate to be moser nefesh? What, you're going to quote the sugya and sehem dafayim dalet? Yeah, that's by avodah zarah, gilarayo shvichas damim. But where do you see simply a person should refrain from bowing to a statue, lichvod hamelech? Where do you see that that's true? That certainly is not a case of Yarek Vayavar. That, Rabbi Yitam writes, is the chiddush of the Tzfardeya. Look, the Tzfardeya doesn't have a mitzvah of v'chai b'hem, doesn't have the mitzvah of Yarek Vayavar, but yet, even without a mitzvah, the Tzfardeya was willing to be Moser Nefesh, even when there was no such tzivui. That's exactly Rabbi Yitam's chiddush. That's the drasha. Even when there is no chiyuv and mitzvah, nonetheless, you see, it's a midas chasidus to do so. That's the chiddush, Rabbi Yitam. So here we're not speaking about avodah zarah, we're speaking about other issues. But yet it's considered to be midas chasidus, yarek vayavor, even when the Torah doesn't require that as well. That's the chiddush, Rabbi Yitam. Then Tosus quotes the second teretz of the Ri. No, this is mamish avodah zarah. This selam the dava, it was mamish and avodah zarah. So what's the Gemara asking? How did Hanani Mishra Avazariah know that they shouldn't bow to Avodah Zarah? What do you mean? V'chon Avshecha. No Tlis Navshecha. But we have to laugh. Kavo Chavar from Tzfardeya. So the rewrite is the following. That no. Elo the rewrite is Hayochom Livroach. Kamo Shasa Daniel. Enoch Enam. You're in a situation where you're forced into a clash of Yehark Vayavur. Salochi, Yehark Vayavur. Enoch Enam. That we could derive from the Pasuk in Kriya Shema. That's a feeling not less now shefa. But here they could have avoided the situation. What did they have to engage in such confrontation for? What did Daniel do? He just left. He fled. No? He saw what was happening. And therefore he fled. He avoided such confrontation. Hananiah, Mishael, and Zerah were willing to put themselves in a situation of Yehareg Vayavar. That's the Kiddush of the Ri. Where do you see that one can do so? Put oneself in a situation of Yehareg Vayavar, Ti Mekadei Shem Shamayim, when it's avoidable. Enoch Enam was avodah zarah. So if forced into that predicament, we will tell Yehareg Vayavar. But look, if you'd ask me, I'd say, you know what? Leave town. Don't you see what's going to happen? Where do you see you're not obligated to leave town? So that's what the Ri says. You see that from the Tzfardeya? Right? The Tzfardeya had a mission. Right? Envelop Yitzrayim. Right, this is where they had a tzivui. They had to go into the Tanur. They had to simply affect Eretz Mitzrayim. But they chose to do so. So that means you can choose, you can opt for an element of Mesiras Nefesh. What does that mean? That you don't have to avoid the situation, avoid the confrontation, but rather one is entitled to face it. No? So that's the machlokas by the time of the Ri. That whole incident, Daniel Perek Gimel, is that avodah zarah? Was that considered to be now? Right? That Moshe Aveiros was not considered to be avodah zarah in any shape or form. If you hold like Rabbi Yitam, this was not avodah zarah. Apparently, again, you see the chiddush like that Tosus and avodah zarah and Dabchav Zayin that Rishai LaHachmir against the Rambam Shita, that a person has the right to go lifnim reshur sadin even when it's not required. That's mamash Rabbi Yitam understands the Gemara. That no, that was the kavah chomer from the Tzfardeya. When it's not mandated, you have a right of Mesiras Nefesh. And that's exactly what Hanani ben Shaul Azariah were willing to do. See, this is even a further chiddush. Now, the Rambam writes, you have absolutely no right to Moser Nefesh unless the Torah insists. And other Rishonim disagree. No, you have a right to Moser Nefesh, mamish lifnim reshur sadin. But could one distinguish between certain cases? Some cases yes, some cases no. Maybe even if you assume you have a right to Moser Nefesh, maybe it's not categorically. Maybe sometimes you have a right to do so, sometimes you don't have a right to do so. No? If you look, for example, in Rabbi Yerucham writes the following. It's found in Yurches Gimel, in the Siv Yurches, and Chelek Gimel. Rabbi Yerucham writes, do you have a right to be machmir, so to speak, from a serious nefesh? He writes, it depends. Depends. If you're dealing with shar averos, but the intent of the perpetrator is lahavir al hadas, to try to compromise, then you have a right to emosin nefesh. Then you have a right to emosin nefesh. Let's assume, for example, the case that we discussed, Lisha Bal Knafayim. It was a shas hashmad. What was the reason for the gzeira of don't put on tefillin? Right? To try to weaken, right, our observance. Lavir ladas. So even if technically you will tell me that one is not obligated to do so, after all, because Bal Korcho, Shei Bal Tase, there Rabbi Yerucham writes, if the Mechayiv was Lavir Hadas, then you have a right optionally to Moser Nefesh. However, Rabbi Yerucham writes a great Kiddush. If you look at the Mishnah Melech, that long Mishnah Melech, Nechus Yisori HaTorah and Perakei, the Mishnah Melech suggests this Kiddush. This is found explicitly in Rabbi Yerucham. Mishnah Melech suggests the following Kiddush. Even if you have a right to be Machmer, if Nimesh Rusadin, maybe that's only in cases where the intent of the Nachri was Lavir al Hadas, where despite that there's no Chiyuv of Harik Vayavu. Like, let's say Tefillin. But let's assume Rav is Teretz, Hanas Atzman. Then Rabbi Yerucham writes explicitly, for Hanas Atzman, then there is no Lifnei Meshur HaSadin. That wasn't at all considered to be a Shas HaShmad Lavir al Hadas. Hanas Atzman. So if a person is being asked to compromise religious principle, a person has the right to be machmir. If, however, it's nothing to do with religious principle, the hasot hanos atzman, the Rabbi Yerucham writes, then everyone agrees with the Rambam Shita. No, that's called mischayu benafsho. That's not an issue of religious integrity. Paul Shavshat, you see in this Rabbi Natam, right against this Kiddush Rabbi Yerucham. If you should assume that that instant in Neil Paragimel was a case of Avodah Zarah, good. But if it was considered simply to be the image of the king, and people were being asked to bow down to it just to show kavod to the melech, that's called Avir Ladas. Boshem Shab, that's called Hanas Atzmon. For his own selfish, purely right, motivated by self-interest, this is what he wanted people to do. And yet Rabbi Natan writes, Hanani Misham Azar. He said, no. Apparently you see the following Kiddush, that a person has the right to Machmer Latzmo, not just at Lavir Ladas, but even for cases of Hanas Atzmo. It's a very important Kiddush. No. This Kiddush that Rav already tells us, Hanas Atzmo Shani. So Rav tells it to us in Achinami, within a context, either Gidei Arayos, right, or the context of right, Mishkan Akum, when it's not technically Gidei Arayos. But Rabbi Yerucham writes that this chiluk of Rav is very relevant, right, to the machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos, in the case of Yavar v'al Yihar. That's a very, very important finish. Okay. If you look in, right, Reb Chaim's piece on this Rambam and Perakei Lachala Tatochas Yisodi HaTorah, Reb Chaim points out simply the following, that if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam does not mention whatsoever this concept of Karkolam Haisa. According to the Shita Sarambam, whenever you're dealing with Ili Arayos, the halacha is Yeharag Valyavur, irrespective whether it's Bekum Veseir, whether in fact it is B'Shev Al Tasa, if it's something which is Mamish Arayos, right? B'chol Gavni, even Teharag Valtavur, not just Yeharag as far as he is concerned, because Kum Veseir, even as far as she is concerned, Teharag Valtavur. In all cases, that's true. And the only time, Reb Chaim points out, that one could suggest even a possible difference between Kum Vesei as opposed to Shev Al Taseh is not because of Arayos, but that Chiluk should only be relevant in cases of Ritzicha. Why? Exactly as he mentioned. Because in cases of Ritzicha, it's not comparable to Arayos. In Arayos, Reb Chaim suggests that the opening of the piece, the halacha is that Pikoach Nefesh is not Doch Arayos, categorically. And therefore, Arayos prevails, Yeharag Vayavar, and even Teharag Valtavar. Is that halach when it comes to Ritzicha? Certainly that's not true. What's the Mekor of Ritzicha? Somewhat unclear from the Gemara, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Daf begins with the Svara. The Svara is my Chazis. How can you choose to value life A over life B? My chamad doesn't enough. Samat tvei, who says that your blood is rendered? That does not mean something is suspended. That means how can you actively take a life to save another? Ein docha nefesh, tachas nefesh. So Reb Chaim points out there's a fundamental difference between Ritzicha as opposed to Arayos. Ritzicha is Ein docha nefesh, tachas nefesh. Yeah, that's like at Svar Rabbi Chanan. There's a stalemate. That's not true when it comes to Arayos. In Arayos, the halacha dictates that Kein hadavar hazeh, that no. Pikuach nefesh is not docha gili Arayos. And therefore, irrespective whether the Isra of Arayos is Bekum Eser Sheval Taseh, the halacha remains. Neinokinami, that's Tosus's mashal. And when it comes to cases of Ritzicha, if someone is going to thrust you upon that child, so again you'll apply the principle of my chazis, saying docha nefesh tachas nefesh, and Sheval Taseh. But when it comes to Arayos, then we always assume Yeharek v'yavar and Teharek v'altavar. So therefore, again, the Rambam makes no mention whatsoever of that distinction when it comes to Arayos at all. Then Reb Chaim goes on in the next paragraph and raises the following issue. Again, the piece we saw in Rabbi Chanan as well, that the Mashal of Tosfos is somewhat difficult. May very well be that when it comes to Ritzicha, it's simply an issue of Ein docha nefesh, tachas nefesh. So therefore, the halacha is maintain status quo, passive, as opposed to any active response. But Tosfos' example is very difficult. The case of Mashlich Hasol Gabi Atinoch is an example of that. Ritzicha b'sheva taseh. That's not Ritzicha b'sheva taseh, where Ein docha nefesh, tachas nefesh justifies passivity. That's certainly not true. In that case, Reb Chaim points out that you're ke'evin, you're ke'eitz, v'yad ha-rotzeach. You're the weapon, you're the bullet. You're not a rotzeach b'shev al-taseh. Everyone should agree with that chiddush of Tosfos. Even if you assume like the Rambam Shita, for example, that maybe there's no difference at all between kumvaseh and shev al-taseh. And maybe if you could even suggest that this is not only true when it comes to Ritzicha. Maybe this is true in all cases, not only in Arayas, even in Ritzicha. The halacha is identical. Whenever it is Ritzicha, you cannot involve yourself irrespective of this Bekum Vaseh Yosheva Taseh. But Tosfos is an example of Mashlicha also. That's not considered to be an act of Ritzicha at all on the part of that individual. The perpetrator is the Rotzeach. The other individual is simply the Evin, the Eitz. So first Reb Chaim just writes simply that near the Kavanas HaTosfos is the following. Afilu ihavi mishkachinan. Enochinami. Tosfos knows it's not a case of Ritzicha. Tosfos is simply saying liyitzia. Even if you could have a case of Ritzicha b'shev al taseh, the halacha would tell us, right? Shev al taseh adi. Ein docha nefesh tachas nefesh. So Reb Chaim continues and writes now the following. The Gemara says that Ritzicha is Yehar Kvayavah based on the principle of Maichazis. How do you understand that concept of Maichazis? One possibility is the following, as we discussed, Mamish Shkulim Hein. And therefore, Ein Docha Zeh Zeh, and therefore, Sheh Bal Taseh. So when it comes to Ritzichi, all the time, there should be difference in Sheh Bal Taseh and Kumvaseh. As Reb Chaim said before, when it comes to Arayos, that's irrelevant. And Arayos, not only Yeharag Vayavah or Teharag Vatavah. Or Reb Chaim has a second passage. No, that's not true. Since Maichazis, so therefore, that Ein Ritzicha Nidches La'olam. So therefore, the Isser Ritzicha can never be suspended. That's Reb Chaim's second possibility. Kevin is Shkulim Hein. So therefore, Memela Eino Nidches Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh. You see that the Isser of Ritzicha can never be pushed aside. because after all, my fuzzies. And once we ascertain that that's true, that ein retzicha nirches li'olam, so it'll be exactly like arayos. Whenever there is an isser of retzicha, the halacha is yiharag v'yavor, irrespective of kumbese and sheval tase. The first possibility, again, Reb Chaim writes, is very simply that my chazis means shkulim heim. So therefore, sheval tase. Sheval tase versus kumbese. The other possibility is now the following. The Gemara wants to know in terms of Jerusha, is it possible for Ritzicha to be suspended? The Gemara uses the Sfar of my chazis to tell us, no, the halacha is Ritzicha can never be suspended. And once you reach that conclusion, the halacha is that the Isser Ritzicha is never nidches, irrespective of the issue of Kumese versus Sheval Tase. Just like the case of Arayos. Gidei Arayos is never suspended according to the Rambam Shita, regardless of whether it's the Boel, whether it's the Nivellus, whether it's Kumese, whether it's Sheval Tase. Reb Chaim will still agree with Tosis is Mashal, because Reb Chaim just got through saying the case of Mashlich Nasal Gabi Atinok, that is not called an act of Ritzicha. But in principle, if something is labeled as an act of Ritzicha, the halacha is Yeharag Vayavor, and Kumbese and Sheval Tase is irrelevant. Where do you see that this is true? That there's a willingness to assume Yeharag Vayavor, even if something is absolutely b'shev al tasa. So here Reb Chaim writes that that seems to be the machlokas ben Petur and Rabbi Akiva. Right? In Bava Metzian, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, the case of Kiton Shamayim, life boat efforts. Person is in a desert, there's only one quantity of water to save one individual, and his friend is with him. So what do? You share and both die? Or do we assume that now that one person should in fact drink, saving his life even at the expense of another? So Ben Petura writes the Skiddush that no, you're not allowed to drink exclusively, you have to share. And how can you anything that would be responsible for the death of another? There's only place in Shas, and the Ben Petura is quoted. And Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says that's not true. The Pasuk says, V'chei achi chimach, chei achi kodem. So Chaim points out the following Kiddush, that number one, this is mamish, sheval tase. What's the worst that would happen? Failing to help another. And this isn't even an act of tzicha. The most you could argue is that I passively failed to engage in hatzalah. I sat back and I failed to save his life. I had a very good reason not to do so. My own life was threatened. And Reb Chaim points out further incredible chiddush, that the Gemara seems to be assuming that Ben Petura, that sheet is legitimate. And if not for the halacha of the Cheyachi Chimach, if not for some pasuk, he would be 100% right. If he didn't have a makor, a drasha, Cheyach HaKodmim, we would mamish assume that yes, that you are not allowed to simply partake and to allow him, b'shev al tase, to remain. So Chaim writes, apparently you see from that Gemara, the shev al tase is not a justification at all. You need a pasuk to tell us that you don't have to engage in the mitzvah satzalah under those conditions of b'shev al tase. Without that, you would have said there's a mitzvah satzalah. And then Reb Chaim points out, even once you have that pasuk, so dafka b'hatzadika krav v'cheyach yichimach, cheyach hakodmin. But if you go above and beyond hatzala, but rather you enter the realm of ritzicha, where there is no gzeres hakasu, seinochinami, ritzicha would be yeharag v'yavor, irrespective of whether in fact it is something that is b'shev al tasa, whether it's b'kum v'sei. Again, don't misunderstand. Reb Chaim is not arguing that a person has emotion efesh in the case of Mashlich Nosol Gabi Atinok. In Tosus's case, now Rav Chaim explained that the Rambam will agree that's not an active ritzicha whatsoever. But in principle, once something is ritzicha, there's no difference in kumaseh as opposed to sheva taseh. So even if you can't finger a ritzicha case, but now when you carry that over to arayos, arayos is certainly have a sheva taseh, and sheva taseh is not a justification whatsoever. Tenachinami, that's what the Rambam writes. Whenever you have gili arayos, the halacha is yahag vayavor, regardless of kumvesei sheva taseh, and that's what the Rambam never mentions. Any possibility of karka olamaisa. That's the chiddush that Reb Chaim points out. So again, Reb Chaim writes, there are two ways to understand that Gemara of Maichozis. One could understand the Gemara in a very literal sense, ein doch nefesh takas nefesh, and therefore, sheval tasa versus kumvesei, Reb Chanan again suggesting. What other possibilities? No, this is part of the drasha, this is part of the limud. We begin with Maichozis to show you that ritzicha cannot simply be ignored. You're going to ignore ritzicha, you're going to kill someone, Maichozis. And once halacha dictates that the isur ritzicha is still in place, so therefore, in ritzicha nidchis la'olam. This is a fascinating issue. To what extent lamaskana is my chazis really true lahalacha? Not so simple. You learned through that sugya, instead of finding out that you did. The Gemara mentions the following. Right? How do you know that ritzicha is hard by yavu? So the Gemara begins with the svara pshuta. No, my chazis. Like on one level, it's a svara. But the Gemara doesn't end with the svara, no? Now it's not just simply case closed, right? And that's it, let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, good, we start with the Sfarah, but then we have a Pasuk, Kasha Yakum, Kein HaDavar HaZeh, we have a Hekesh, between Arayas, right, and Ritzicha. So you start out with the Sfarah, you have a Hekesh to Arayas, and Arayas, as Reb Chaim understands, means categorically, Arayas is always Yehareg Vayavon. So what started out as a Sfarah Pshut all of a sudden becomes a Drasha based on a Hekesh. Once you get to the Maskana Sadamara that now you have the Hekesh, are we still operating simply with the Svar of Maichazis? Or are we not? Maybe the Masvar of Maichazis is irrelevant. Maybe that's a starting point to the Sugya, you know? I'll ask you simply. Can Ritzicha be Harag Vayavor? Stop not knowing any Gemaras. You'll just tell me, look, intuitively, how can you give up one life to save another life? True. But is that the extent of the Halacha? That certainly is true. Or no, once you have the psukim to show us that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, or when it comes to Gilei Arayos, the person is obligated to give up his life even without that Svar of Maichazis. And now you have a Hekesh that tells us we can equate what is true of Arayos is true of Ritzicha. So therefore Ritzicha categorically is Yehareg Vayavon. Although we begin with the Svar of Maichazis, when you get to the end of the Gemara, it's completely expanded. See, there's a fascinating Rambam that's based on the Tosefta, Yerushalmi. See, the Tosefta tells us the following. The Tosefta is found in the very end of Perek Zion of Maseches Trumos. Yerushalmi writes the following case. Let's assume, for example, that the Goyim tell us that we have to surrender an individual to be killed, but otherwise, that's it, everyone will be wiped out. No, it's Mefurish Tosefta. We're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to hand over one Jew to be killed, even if the threat is that everyone will perish. Tosefta writes the following. What happens if Yichdu HaGoyim? What happens if we're not being asked to select anyone? No? But rather, simply, right, the Goyim say, hand over this individual, otherwise we'll kill you all. And the Tosefta gives us an example, Kisheva ben Bichri. Right, that's Shmuel Beis. Perichav begins with Pasach Chavamav. So in that case, the Tosefta says, hand him over. So if you look in the Yerushalmi and Trumos, the Yerushalmi is in Periches of Trumos, Halacha Daled, Yerushalmi has a pretty incredible machlokes, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, what was special about the example of Sheva ben Bichri? It's not just simply that the Goyim fingered a particular individual. So we didn't have to go through the selection process. that that was part of the threat. Sheva ben Dichri, Shlokish says, was Chayiv Misa Bedini Yisrael. He was a Gavra Baktola. The person who they said had to be handed over was guilty of a capital offense. Then Rish Lakish says, then and only then the Tosefta says, you hand over. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that's not true. If a particular individual is selected, so even if he is not Chayiv Misa, that's the Lach of Tosefta, Im Sirulai. If you look in the Rambam, Perakei Popos Yisori HaTorah, the Rambam quotes, right, this tragic episode. What happened? Zimir Chadulahem. And they say, Tnulano Ploni, O Negros Kuchem. So the Rambam adds, if the person who they are asking is one who is Chayiv Misa, then Yitnulahem. And the Rambam writes, Emoranem Kemechadchil, and so on. They are very careful about implementing this halacha, but in principle, if they ask to surrender a particular Jew, if the Jew was guilty of a capital offense, then yes. So the Rambam is like Rish Lakish. So take a look. Kesem Mishnah writes the following. According to Rish Lakish, even if Yechadu Lahem, Im Eino Chayiv Misa, Lo Yim Suru. Without that element, the Shev and Dichri was Chayiv Misa, you couldn't hand him over. So the Kesem Mishnah raises the following question. Why should that be true? The svar of my chazis doesn't apply here. No? My chazis, I understand, right? Ein doch nefesh tachas nefesh. Either one person will be killed, another person will be killed, you have no right to make that hashon. But here, let go har svar to my chazis. No? Because what's going to happen? If they don't hand them over, who vehem neherogin? Everyone's going to be wiped out. So here you can apply the principle of my chazis. What are my chazis? A versus B is my chazis. If it's a choice of an individual or an individual plus the tzibur, so the chora my chazis should dictate the opposite response. So the Kesem Mishnah writes the following, that no, you see clearly according to Rish Lakish, that the fact that shvichas damim is a harag vayavur, my chazis is eino ikar hatam. That's just the svar pshuta how the Gemara begins the sugya. But kabbalah isabiyadim. This is our misora. Boshab shat, that's the hekesh. The shvichas dam is yaharag vayavur. The chachamim just simply say the following. Elanos nutam isvara. That in normal situations, even without this hekesh, one would reasonably assume that this is true. When it comes to gilah raayos, you have to think about it. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, think about it. When it comes to Ritzicha, intuitively, right, you would say, Ein Doch Nefesh Achas Nefesh. But the extent of the halacha is not just Ein Doch Nefesh Achas Nefesh. In Ein Ochinami, we will apply this principle that Shvicha Azdam is Yahag Vayavor, even when the Svar Machazis would not apply. This is a piece, this is the Kesem Mishnah, this is also found in the Kobetz in Yonim, the second sefer of Shurim of Rabbi Chonon. Right, in the sugya to Psachim and Abchotem and Beis. Rabbi Chanan quotes this Tosefta. He just quotes the beginning of the Tosefta, without getting into the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Even if the Goyim, just Rachmanu Litzlan, say, Tenu lano nefesh achas, one person. So everyone agrees, Al yimser nefesh mi Yisrael. The Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish was the detail. They single out a person. Bukhana simply writes, they don't single out a person. Hand over any individual. So here, Rabbi Chana answers the following. He writes, V'nira mehai svara. This svara, the Gemara says, in my chavis. Good. See, alfina lamarasa. Good. But then Rabbi Chana adds, but v'shuv yalfinan, Rotseach min amarasa. But then now you have the hekesh. And in the case of Naramarasa, then categorically, Gineraios is Yarag Vayavon. So then you complete the circle that Hu Hadinami is Churuf Ritzicha. Lamaskana, the fact that Shvichas Dam is Yarag Vayavon is not derived from simply my chazis, but rather it's based on the Hekish in a shoot categorically, even if a person could logically say absolutely that Damach Dahai Sumak Tvei Tzimur versus Yakin, still you have no right to make that Hashanah. Again, Reb Chaim points out the two possibilities and he proves from that sugya Baba Metzia the latter, that it's not just simply Shkulim Hein, you're deadlocked. The fact that there's a Svar of Maichazi shows us that Ritzicha cannot be suspended, and then the Maskanas of Sugya, it cannot be suspended categorically. And even if you'll have trouble envisioning cases for Ritzicha Mamish, now we have it, the case of Mishnah Rabbah Chanan, cases of Ritzicha in terms of Mesira, but in Gidei Arayos, always in Arag Vayavon. The Rai Reb Chaim brings, right from Kitan Shamayim, a fascinating case, no? That you get the impression from the Gemara that Nisvar ben Peturah would be correct, if not for the Pasuk of Rabbi Akiva. The Chayachichimah Chayachakodmim, and Enochinami, that halach is only as far as Mitzvah Hatzal is concerned, but not as far as Achaloshim Ritzicha, even if the Ritzicha would be B'Sheva Altas. There's a comment that the Netziv has. The Netziv is found in the Shiltos, in Kuf Mem Zayin, in Oz Dalet. Where he has a very different understanding of that machlok has been Petur and Rabbi Akiva. How far does the Mitzvah Hatzalah go? Is there a lachab of Samuel Damriyecha? Absolutely. What about the following issue? Not so simple at all. Let's assume that there is personal risk. Mahalocha, I will put myself in a case of safek pikoach nefesh in order to save someone's life. Am I required to do so? Mahachnis atzma b'safek sakana for the purpose of hatzala sacherim. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach in Perak Aleph, Halacha Yudalit, the Rambam writes that anyone who is in a position, right, Lahatzil Velohitzil, so the Rambam writes, Yuvayat Yisrael Samal Damriyacha, and the Rambam gives you many examples. If you take a look in the Kesef Mishnah, Aleph, Halacha Yudalit, Kesef Mishnah quotes the Hagos Maimonos, in the name of the Yerushalmi, Afil lahachnis atzma b'safek sakana chayim. The mitzvah of hatzav, or samal damriyacha, does not just simply mean all things being equal. It means, even if it means putting yourself at sufficient risk, safek pikuach nefesh, you must do so to save another individual. That's the chiddush that Kesef Mishnah writes in the Pesach Rotzeach. This is also what the Beis Yosef, Okay, so Mishnah quotes in Chosin Mishpat, Nisimin Tav Chavav. This view based on the Yerushalmi. There's another Rambam. This is the Ha'or of the Rasameach. This Rambam is found in Hilchos Ratzeach, and for Zayin Halacha Ches. Rambam writes a fascinating case. Hagola eino yotzi mi'ir miklata. Liola. Person kills b'shogeg, he has to go to the miklat. He's never to leave the miklat. Under all conditions, he should remain there. And the Rambam adds the following. Afilu kol yisro tzrichin neshuasa. Even if Klal Yisrael needs him. Yoav ben Tzruya, right? Ein yotzei misham le'olam. V'im yatzan, if he leaves their miklat, it's at his own risk. He tirats malamisa. The Goladan has a right to kill him. His refuge is their mikla. Rambam writes, let's say Kla Yisrael needs this person. No, you leave their mikla. It's at your own risk. So Sameach writes the following chiddush, this Rambam. This is where the Rambam tells you, right, this halacha, that a person, right, is not obligated to put himself in a situation of safek sakana for hatzalas chavera. Even if, right, for you it's a safek sakana, and for him, the sakana is vadai. That's the Rambam's chiddush. This person, the Ir Miklat, if he leaves, he's at risk. He's not obligated to leave, to put himself at risk, even for the purpose of Hatzalas Nefashos. And against, right, the Yerushalmi and Hagos Maimonos, that writes you on. This is the Rosh Sameach and the Chos Roseach, in Perek Zayin. If you look in Meshech Chachma, Meshech Chachma writes in Shmos, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yutes, where do you see this is true? Meshech Chachma writes, and he refers you to the Rosh Sameach, right, to his Chibur. And he writes, no, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu that go back to Mitzrayim, ki meisu kol anashim avakshim es noshech. No? Now you can go back to save Klal Yisrael, right, because the threat of your life is gone. He writes, that's the makor. That's the makor. Kol zman that there was a suffik pikuach nefesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu would have been putting his life at risk to return to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say that he had to go, even for the purpose of Mamash Hatzalas Klal Yisrael. It's only Kimesu Konash Mavakshi Mesnavshecha, then yes. Nor Sameach writes, and take a look, the Meshchach Meir writes, take a look what I wrote, Nor Sameach, Rechus Ratzeach, the Skiddush, the Rambam. Now it comes to the case of the Rimkla. So the Netziv writes this fascinating finish. The Netziv in Shultas and Kuk Memzayim. Here the Shultas is discussing what seems at first glance to be quite an unusual Tosefta. It's also Sugi Nedarim, the Pei Aleph. The Tosefta is found in the Bav Metzi and Perek Yud Aleph. Let's assume, for example, we have a city that has a water supply. That's the case in the Tosefta. And it's a choice. Either their city can drink, or they can give the water to some others to drink. So that's the Tosefta of Chayecha Kodem. If it's chayehim v'chayacherim, your life, life of others, so in such a case, then, chayehim kodme chayacherim. Then Tosefta goes on to an unbelievable case. Now, Tosefta says the following, what about kisasam v'chayacherim? In your city, you need the water for laundry. In the next city, right, they need the water to drink. So this is a machlokes tanan. So the Tanakhama says that chay acherim is kodem l'kvisasan. Right? So their life takes precedence over your laundry. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi writes, kvisasan kodem l'chay acherim. Rabbi Yossi shita. Kvisasan kodem l'chay acherim. That's what the Gemara presents. Pretty startling, no? That your laundry takes precedence over fellow Jews' land. How can that be? How can that be? So the Shultos just adds one line. He writes the fine, Behilchas Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. Shultos passes like Rabbi Yossi. Unbelievable. How can that be? So the Shultos adds one line. Why? Because Kvisa Havin Chiyusa. Because laundry also is Chiyusa. It's not Mammon versus Nefashos. Mammon takes precedence. But no. Right? It's because you're going to have a city. No one's going to wash, no one's going to bathe, no one's going to clean their clothes. That's also going to be pikuach nefesh. It may not happen right now. It's not as imminent. But you know what's going to happen. Right? Disease will be rampant. People will die. So therefore, kvisasan also is called pikuach nefesh. So therefore, it boils down to chayehen v'chayacherim. That's the chiddush of the Shultos. It's also called pikuach nefesh. There can be absolute imminent sakanas nefashos, And then there can be sakaras nefashos with a further window of time. And that's the Chiddush Rabbi Yossi, the Shilta starts to be paskin like. Right? That kvisa is kodem nechayachem. So what exactly does this mean? So this is the Chiddush of the Netziv. He writes the following. Look, one cannot equate, right, a sakana of starvation with a sakana of kvisa. And the Netziv writes the halacha the following. If a person doesn't have what to eat, that is called borer shiyamus. That's called vaday sakana. Mashen ken, the Netziv writes, when it comes to the case of behemtem or kvisasan, giving your animals to eat, that's the case of nedarim, or laundering, washing, and so on, that is efshar shevalir sakana. That is a suffix, pikuach nefesh. Right. One, the pikuach nefesh is imminent, the other could lead to pikuach nefesh. That alpidin is the status of suffek pikuach nefesh. And he writes, this whole issue, these makoros, right, this is mamish the machlokas tanayim, whether one is obligated to put himself at risk of suffek sakana to save someone from a situation of imminent danger, vade sakana. And the halacha of Rabbi Yossi is that a person is not obligated to put himself in the case of sakanas nefashos safek bishvil vaday pikuach nefesh shel chaveru. Like the Rambam Golos, right? Like the Diuk of Meshech Chachma, Meso Kol Anashim. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. So that Chiddush Rabbi Yossi sounds so striking. Kvisasam kodem lechay acherim. No, it means suffek pikuach nefesh. Also, it's very vital. And Mechal Shabbos for suffek pikuach nefesh. So the Netziv writes, v'nir lahosif. Right? That's the Chiddush, the Netziv, right? Number one, how he understands that machlokas. And his further Chiddush, he writes, this is the machlokas. Ben Peturin, Abi Akiva. That's his Chiddush. We're not dealing with cases of vaday and vaday. We're dealing with cases of suffek versus vaday. That's his finish. If you have a case of kitun shamayim, so what's going to happen? If I will drink myself, so I will be saved, another person will die. And what happens if you share? Both will absolutely die. No, the Netziv writes, no. If both will share, they're buying time. Right? They'll be able to live, right, for right, the next couple of days or so. Could very well be that both will be saved as a result. That is similar to the case of kvisa, that in one there is an imminent sakana, in the other there is a longer term sakana. So do I argue the following? Let us share now with the hope that each of us will be saved. Or do I argue now that I have to drink entirely? In other words, in order to save your life, do I put myself in a situation of suffek pikuach nefesh? If I will drink exclusively, I will live. If I will share, suffek. Am I obligated to put myself at risk in suffek pikuach nefesh in order to save other individuals' life? That, he writes, is the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. That one is not obligated to put oneself in a case of real suffek, pikuach nefesh, because the vade pikuach nefesh of chaveiro. That's exactly the shita of Rabbi Yossi. And how do you know that that's true? Rabbi Akiva quotes a pasuk. What's the pasuk? V'chei achi chimach. So the Netziv refers you to the sikh we discussed before in Yuma Daf Pehei. How do you know that pikuach nefesh is dochi sur? How do you know that that's true? The Gemara had a lot of different drashas, no? And then the Gemara says we prefer the drasha of Shmuel. Why? Because from Shmuel's drasha, we know that the Torah underscores not only Vadai Pikuach Nefesh, but even Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos, right? How do you know from the Drasha of Shmuel? Because what's the Drasha of Shmuel? V'chai Bohem. V'chai Bohem means absolutely not even to put yourself in a situation of Sakana. Even Sakana, Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos, no? And it writes that's exactly the Drasha of Rabbi Kiva. Like Shmuel's V'chaiba and Rabbi Kiva's V'chei Achichimach. V'chei means absolutely. If it'll be a suffix of Pikuach Nefesh, then there is no Chiyuv of Losam L'Adam Riecha. That's his Kiddush, no? If you assume again like the Netziv, it's a very different question of Ben Betzur and the Chachamim. Now the way Reb Chaim structures it, Poshub Shad, it's a question of absolute. No? And yet, without the pasuk, we would assume, right, that even if definitively, right, a person will die, without that pasuk of Echeachichimach, nonetheless, even though it's Hatzolah, even though it's Sheval Tasa, there's an expectation that nonetheless I will not allow that eventuality to occur, even at the expense of my own life. It's a Kavacholmer, we don't have a pasuk of Ritzicha v'Sheval Tasa, and certainly when it comes to Arayos. The way the Netziv learns that Machlokas from Tzun Nacham is very different. No? Here we're talking about Safek versus Vandai. Right? That in a chinami, that Bachar requires a pasuk. Otherwise, one very reasonably would have argued that since I am not fully at risk, it's only Safek Pikuach Nefesh, maybe I'm obligated to do so. That's the Chiddush that the Netziv has in Shultans. But that's the Machlokas, Ben Petur Nefachami. Chaim assumes simply Kapshuto. No, it's not a case of Safek versus Vadai. It's a Vadai versus Vadai. And it's pretty unbelievable Chiddush that if it's Vadai versus Vadai, right? So therefore, that's it. You cannot be Doche this or Ritzicha, period. Even if all you're dealing with is Hatzalim, it's Mamish B'Shev Al Taseh. Unless you have Xeris HaKosim, the Xeris HaKosim is only Matir Hatzala, failure to save, but nothing to do with Ritzicha. And Enochinami, don't take that my chazis as the end of the sugya. That my chazis is just simply winning Doche Nefesh Achas Nefesh. That once you come to the Hekesh of Arayos, so categorically, one can never engage in any act of Ritzicha under those circumstances. That's a pretty fascinating Chiddush that the Netziv has in understanding that Machlokes, then Petur Nechacham. Okay. I will stop here tomorrow. We'll start the second of Dalit. Okay, this is Vavelus, Chosam, Kalot. So,